The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Closing Day, featuring episode 189 with Quenella Gibson. So we're going to be talking about how she is, and in this feature, we're going to be talking about how the changing landscape of real estate as a realtor, what she's doing to improve her chances of landing more deals, and how to stick out in such a competitive time in real estate. So without any further ado, let's get into it from episode 189, Quenella Gibson. Let's get into it.
It's great for other realtors to hear that, you know, you can leverage your other gifts, you can leverage your other talents. And I'm sure doing all of those things has helped you to meet new clients.
So you said triple threat, and you speak of basketball. When I was in middle school, I played center.
Okay, cool.
All right. So you talk about triple threat and then being center. I feel like I'm in the center right now.
Yeah.
It's like the only realtor that's doing what she's doing, right? So I'm in the center. And you got to be careful when you're playing center, because when you're the center of attention and you're a threat, mm-hmm. you're a target, right? So right now I see, you know, people will challenge some of the things that I'm doing. Is it real? Does she really mean what she say? Mm-hmm. Does she really have what she says that she has? You lose friends.
Wow.
You lose supporters. Because before I was the girl that you would call for a networking event to party and just be your buddy. But now I'm focused and I'm changing and evolving and I'm in rooms, again, that no one would ever imagine, right? So it can be challenging sometimes when you're going through life to be the best version of yourselves. Again, if you're a threat to someone and they feel like if you win, they lose, you are now a target. So block the outside noise, block the distractions. You may even have family members that they don't have ill intentions, but they may not believe. Mm-hmm. But if I had listened to what everyone said about writing a book, about singing and hosting events, and they were saying, look, focus on real estate, you know? No one's doing that. Like, that's fun, but focus on real estate. When I was doing my videos, before videos were popular, when hanging out on social media all the time, trying to connect with people, and people were like, you waste so much time on Instagram. You got to make the calls. You got to door knock. You got to write letters. You got to do email marketing. And it's like, the world is evolving. I have to meet people where they are,
Yep. You
know, allow yourself to be you. And I say it all the time. Don't let anyone else be themselves through you, because there's something in your mind. If you can think it, you can hold it. You know, it can mm-hmm. be a reality. You know, don't allow anyone to get in the way, because that could stop you from being the first to ever do something.
Yeah.
And then that can cause you to like scale like crazy because you decided to pivot and be different.
Yeah.
Definitely. I hope that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think one of the things that I was really excited to learn as I was learning more about your story is you have a unique approach, right? Like a lot of people are saying all those things are like fun. Like you need to go the traditional way of getting clients and meeting people. But it's like being yourself, hosting these events, and people, they say they got to know, like, and trust you, right? To do business with you, right? So being in those opportunities, like hosting events, real estate or otherwise, singing and doing it in the book, like those give people opportunity to meet you in an environment that they probably weren't looking to meet their realtor, you know what I'm saying? Right. Or the realtor who they told their cousin about or their uncle about, who's trying to sell a property or buy, whatever the case is. So it accomplishes the same thing.
It does.
It's a different way of approaching it, which probably makes people not at ease because it's different than what the status quo is, you know? So, I mean, I think there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Absolutely. I feel, you know, you make 100 calls and no one picks up. I have 100 people in the room attending the event and they all have everyone's attention as soon as I begin to speak on that mic, you know? So the chances of me converting everyone in the room to a client, hey, that may not happen all in one session, mm-hmm. but I have their information and they don't mind receiving an email from me.
Yeah.
They look forward to hearing from me.
Yep.
That's the difference between myself and most realtors. Now I can also be selective of who I want to work with. Mm-hmm. And then most I refer out because I'm also getting paid for the books.
Yeah.
I'm also getting paid for, you know, hosting events, speaking at events and coordinating events. So, you know, it's not that I'm putting myself out there. I'm doing multiple things at once. I'm being my true self. I'm enjoying life by being able to, you know, share these gifts and talents that I have, right? God said, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I'm doing what he says and I'm using it. I'm able to connect with people. I've never left my post as a realtor. I'm able to educate and empower people, which to me is just, honestly, it is so rewarding to hear someone, like to read a message and they say, Queen, you changed my way of thinking, or Queen, you made me want to attend this a networking event. I've never been to a networking event before. Or Queen, I'm applying for a loan right now. I got approved and I just, like, one lady, she purchased a home in Trenton, you know? So it was just like, I love these stories. I feel like I'm not going up there and it's not for nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And the rewards will come.
Yeah.
The rewards will come. So anyone that's listening, like, if it's in your mind, it can exist. And don't allow any of the outside noise to come in. Use your imagination. Just like we were when we were children.
Yeah.
Let your imagination just run wild. And at some point, they're going to stop calling you crazy. And then they're going to see your story. Once you make it, they're going to look at your story and be like, you know what? Only you have the heart. Only you could do what you do, you know? Because I ain't got it in me. That's when the stories change. That's when the stories change. When I wanted to cut my hair, they're like, girl, you crazy. But when I cut my hair, they're like, you know, only you could wear that haircut. So that's how life is. People, they put their insecurities, their opinions on you. And that's why I say people try to live through you and they want to control, because in their mind, the way the story goes in their head about you, it doesn't end or it doesn't flow this way. So they want to stop you and tell you to get back in line.
Mm.
And it's like, no. I'm the author. I create my story. And if I wanted to go left to see what left does for me, I'll stay in the same vehicle. I'm still a realtor.
Yeah.
But I feel like this route is going to get me closer to where I need to be than if I go your way.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, we could end it there. I'm joking. We got more to go. No, I love that. I love that.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good thing is there are many cities throughout the country with affordable properties, many even under 100,000. Starting on November 1st, I will be hosting a 4-week intensive virtual workshop that's going to teach you how to buy your first out-of-state investment property. We're going to talk about how to find the right location, how to build a team you can trust, creative financing, finding and analyzing properties, and so much more. You deserve to invest in real estate. You deserve to build wealth for your family. It's simply a matter of having the right information. I definitely want to see you there. So if you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop, and I look forward to seeing you there.
So many things within the real estate market have changed over the last couple of years. So we got early 2020 through like 2021, rates were pretty low, stuff was hot, like people were buying like crazy. And now we're in a place where interest rates are higher than they were a couple of years ago. And so what has it been like for you as a realtor? Did you have to change the clients you were targeting? What were some of those changes that have taken place on the realtor side for you for the last couple of years?
So coming into the industry, I was a buyer's agent, and most realtors can relate to this. you got excited once you had a listing, you know? Mm-hmm. For the most part, when you start in real estate, most realtors are working with renters mm-hmm. or buyers. To get a listing is just like, oh, you made it. Where's my award, my trophy? I'm a certified realtor now, right? So I was more of a buyer's agent, but the pandemic forced me to make the change, again, the shift, and I started to attract more seller clients. And I could not stand working with investors. Like, I was just like, I'm not going to be the girl that's writing 20 offers below asking, and they're not getting through. But because I was working with sellers with distressed properties, I started to do more short sales, something else I wasn't really familiar with. And I needed investors to be able to, you know, to be that matchmaker. Mm-hmm. I needed an investor that had the experience and did not mind taking on the responsibility of a property that's distressed, a homeowner that can't pay for the city's inspections.
Yeah.
They can't pay for that oil tank that's underground. They can't pay for any of the repairs, or, you know, they just don't have the funds, or to cover the costs for the realtors and all mm-hmm. the other real estate fees, transactions, fees associated with the transaction. So I had to make friends with investors. So now I'm like, okay, I'm tapping into everything. Now yeah. I'm working with investors and working with sellers. And it's something that I did not do before the pandemic. Another thing is more content. I feel like that's just a thing. You can't be a realtor and not have content. You have to have a social presence. You have to do more video. And I don't mean TikTok and the dance. I never did that.
Coordinated dances.
I'm glad that's over. But yeah, I never did that. But you have to have more. You have to be in front of people. Like, people don't want to see a still image anymore. They want to see you speaking. They want to be able to connect with you through video. Mm-hmm. So that has changed. Another thing that has changed is the environment. I found myself in, and I'm sure most realtors can relate, is the energy is low in real estate now. You can tell everyone's under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, and realtors seem to want to work more together than to be at odds with each other. Yeah. So we want to get the deal done.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.